They say life in the 40 age is just a state of mind.
You know, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, I know what it is. You put one foot in front of the other and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the fountain of youth.
I have the opposite voice this week that I did last week because I had a sore throat last week. This week, I have all this stuff in there. So
we have to listen to your phlegm. No, yeah. Stop it.
That's professional. Podcasting right there. Bad.
It's your every week it'll just be, you know, the evolution of Dan's
I'm on the mend though, just in time. As people are listening to this, I'm on a vacation, so to speak.
You are?
Yeah. Well, I'm taking the week off, but I'm not doing anything.
Oh, this whole week?
Yes.
For Thanksgiving.
The week
and stuff,
of Thanksgiving.
Right?
Kids are out on their fall break. Mm-hmm. And so we decided not to travel. We're going to be sticking around and
staycations.
Maybe,
I know a website where you can get great information.
Yeah, right. we're popping out of town maybe once or twice.
Okay.
And otherwise, I'd like to have a Star Wars marathon.
Sweet.
And we daughters want to have a Harry Potter marathon.
Awesome.
That sort of thing. Somebody's got to rake the leaves. So
right.
We'll get
we
on
just
that.
I have said this before. That is something we just decided is worth all of the money.
Fine. And maybe that's what happens. But next week I'll have time to think about it.
Yeah, the leaves have to go. Right. Bye-bye. It's
so,
time.
This is official slowdown time of year.
I know.
Starting
people have literally
now.
Stopped working, though.
Yeah.
I have found this in terms of just emailing folks. It is – the responsiveness has definitely
– sure.
Slowed,
but we all need it.
Yeah,
it's because we're
fine.
Living our lives, our
no
40-ish
complaints.
Lives at breakneck speed all the time.
Yeah,
and you know we still have to manage kids' sports, and yeah, I am working, but it's I don't know, maybe the pressure's off just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. This time of year, I have my daughter's birthday plus Thanksgiving, and then it seems to just super speed away.
Love it
when you know into Christmas. So I don't mind not having, you know, kind of everybody change the pace.
Yeah.
Because I will assimilate.
Well,
that's odd for me.
I think maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. I'm always looking for the lesson, am I not?
Right.
That this time of year, maybe we can afford to take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit, but I think that we should be more cognizant on taking our foot off the gas pedal more often. There's no reason that in April or whatever, you can't just go, we'll just take a couple of days and chill, man.
Right, or having an afternoon just with nothing on the agenda.
Right.
Is totally fine.
Gotta have them.
Right. And it
feels so good.
It does happen more during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People slow down. It's almost like derby time around Louisville. It's derby.
Yeah. That's right.
You know,
read the headlines, though. Everybody's talking about hustle and bustle, and it's busy. I'm like,
that's not
my experience.
America is reverting, though, because all the stores are not opening on Black Friday,
right,
on Thanksgiving. Retail is listening to America. So I think there are going to be still some crazy folks that are like, I love it because they make it a fun experience for themselves to go out at midnight or whatever. But there is so much less of that noise right now.
Yep.
I find it's more a celebration of even the commercials on TV. There's retailers putting out commercials saying, we are not open because we want you to be with your family. It's literally the commercial is that they're not open.
Good PR for them, I guess.
Yeah, and so malls and stuff. I think we're realizing as a society the unhealthiness of that and coming back and recentering.
My wonderful friend Michelle, who lives in Atlanta, somebody I met in my 20s and, you know, through the miracle of technology, we keep up with each other. She has a quality of life clause that she has written for herself.
Okay.
And so every now and then she'll post up a picture of sitting by a creek or admiring a couple who's sharing a milkshake or something. And so she always hashtags quality of life clause. And I love that because it's a periodic reminder for me to go, oh, what have I looked around and what have I seen and appreciated recently?
Right.
So we should all invoke the quality of life clause at least once a week.
Yeah, I think, and if we get to kind of our topic for today with our guest, our guest is definitely like a mommy matriarch.
Yeah.
Who has a priority straight.
Yep.
And, you know, as an example to folks our age in the 40-ish category of, you know, this is someone with experience, has learned the lessons, and mm-hmm. has a grip on what's important, you know, has that quality of life thing down.
We have Velma, who is the mother of a mutual friend, come in and talk about the family traditions that they have on Thanksgiving and talk a lot about the food and the,
right.
you know, how she pulled it off. Because, yeah, it's like 30-plus people or something. It's mind-boggling to me.
Right.
Because I...
oh, there it
sorry.
Is.
Oh, yep, yeah. It's coming out. It's deal with it, okay? It's
just Mucinex, Dan. Mucinex. I love it.
I had Thanksgiving 1 year.
Now, just once?
We've had it at our house since I've been married. But when I was a single guy living in Florida, and I decided not to travel home for Thanksgiving, I was like, well, I'm going to just have the... you know, unattached people come over.
Okay,
and,
there you go.
And it was really one of my favorite Thanksgivings.
Really?
Because I got up at, 5:30 in the morning, and you know, rub the turkey down, and you sprinkle the salt and the pepper, and you just shove it, and then you go back to bed, and you wake up, and you, oh my gosh, I can smell the turkey.
So good!
Yeah, and then I got busy making the mashed potatoes and all that stuff, and so I made Thanksgiving dinner.
Awesome.
Then we may have had 10 or 12 people come over, and it's a buttload of work. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah, so much
work. But people did come contribute, and Michelle, who my quality of life clause friend, was there, she and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was fantastic. So I do know what it's like to try to pull these meals off.
Right.
Then again, fast forward to last year, we did take a little trip, and we got back on Wednesday, I think, of Thanksgiving week. The next day we got up and went to Churchill Downs, which is – for a lot of people is a great tradition.
Oh yeah,
Thanksgiving Day
yes.
around here.
Uh-huh.
And it's tons of fun. But then we get home from Churchill Downs and we had, my wife calls it the Aldi Thanksgiving, cuz all the stuff was pre-made. We made a turkey breast in the crock pot or something.
Right, right.
But it was also a fantastic time because we were all so relaxed. And I think that
nobody was checking times and boiling water
right.
and
I think that really is sort of the secret sauce to a fun family gathering. It's like, just get the pressure off. Can everybody just relax?
Right. And that could be different for every person. See, for me, I want to be in the kitchen all day on Thanksgiving.
That's because you don't want to talk to people.
No.
Antisocial?
No. Me? Yeah. Antisocial? No, it's just that's just always what I've thought of myself growing up. You know, I saw my mother in there just with her apron, and that's how she showed love. You know, it's
okay.
like to do this and to create this. And so I want that. That's why I've kind of taken back Thanksgiving. It's going to happen in my house from
mm-hmm.
now on, because I want to cook that. I want to provide those recipes for my kids. And so that is actually what takes the stress off. When I go somewhere else for Thanksgiving and I see somebody else, I'm like, oh, well, what should I be helping with? What should I be doing? Do I do this? Do I offer? Do they want my help? Do they not want my help?
That's the thing.
That's more stressful to me.
It is stressful, but let's just relax.
I know.
Let's everybody relax.
I know. So for me, I can have it now. I can relax. But for other people, it may be just ordering the package from whatever place is catering and having the food. I don't think it's so much about who makes the best food. It's the time.
It's providing a chill environment.
Spent together.
And
you need the nap time.
Yeah, so critical.
You need to have the post-meal nap time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to acclimate, the difference in me growing up and my now Thanksgiving is the time. And we talk about that with Velma coming up, is when to serve the meal. Because for me, I want to serve it at like 3.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if my in-laws are going to be ready for that. Like, I might have to prep them and be like,
you should say,
like, we are having dinner. It's at 3 o'clock. And then the kind of when I can put out snacks and stuff at.
Ooh, that
later.
Reminds me. I got to get a fruit tray together.
A fruit tray.
That's my contribution. I don't even like fruit. I'm not even going to eat it.
Yeah. Well, don't buy the pre-cut fruit trays, because that's like, I think you're paying $100 an hour for somebody to cut it, because it's so expensive.
I can cut fruit.
Pineapples now are like 99 cents. Okay. Yeah. Come on. So anyway, I think Thanksgiving should be, like America's starting to realize, not about who's going to go shopping the next day or whatever. It should be about
back to basics. What it always was. And I'm not saying we lost sight of the fact of what Thanksgiving is. And I think everybody does do, at least in my experience, a good job of expressing what they're thankful for. But we're getting ahead of it by a couple weeks now, where we're, I don't know, more prepared to do that. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I do always appreciate the people who are trying to hit the brakes on Christmas, though, because it's too early.
Oh, I'm not ready for that. I think I have an excuse because, I mean, we do have people up in our neighborhood that have had a Christmas tree up and some lights are popping up. Ugh. Even before Thanksgiving, you know, it's been 10 days now and I've seen lights. My daughter's birthday is November 26th. So we just have a distinct rule. It's the first weekend after her birthday is when we do Christmas decorating. Ugh. For this year, though, it is, and that usually gets us to December, but her birthday is a Saturday this year.
Am I wrong for hating Christmas decorations?
Why? What do you hate about them?
I don't want to have to do it. Getting it out.
Hot cocoa and put on some music. Great. Go out with your kids.
I'll do both of those things. I don't want to have to string lights. I don't want to have to drag 5 boxes out of the basement.
Why do you feel like you have to?
Come on.
You don't have to.
Well, yeah, I do.
What, for who? The kids or for the neighbors? Like, what is the reason?
I don't decorate the outside of the house barely at all. I'm talking about
inside
the house.
Who are you doing it for? The kids?
I assume, yeah. It's not for me.
Well, did you ask them? Do you care about this? They want it?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so then you just have to, know, because this is one of the short amount of times that I actually see my husband doing the lugging of the boxes from the basement and all that stuff, and he does it with a skip in his step without, like, you know, this chore. Usually he does chores and he does things, but it's usually not so jovial. Like, he loves, because I think he connects with the kids.
Well, I'm not a grumpy butthole.
I know
about
that.
It.
So you just have to get over the fact that, like, there's a lot of stuff and boxes.
I want it to be simplified.
You need
I
to,
want it to be
set the mood in some way. Your kids are older now. I mean,
they help.
They
do.
Should be able to help it with a significant amount of it. And
I do appreciate that we're building these memories.
Yes.
That's great.
Ugh.
I just don't want to have to. As soon as it's up, and then I put the boxes away, I think, all right, just a matter of weeks before I got to clean it all up.
So yeah,
I don't want to clean it. I don't want to clean it up.
What you put out must come back
when the job is
in
done.
The boxes.
When the job is done after Christmas, I'm really happy because I'm like, oh. Now, there's barely any decorating we do for any other holiday.
Yeah.
So, it's easy.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, that's over with.
Yeah.
God, man, what a sourpuss I am today.
I know,
what
seriously. Why, you guys need to have a Grinch marathon.
It's my steroids.
You're on the steroids.
I hate my voice, so I'm going to stop talking.
Well, we just need to get to Velma. She is really wise.
She is wise, and we can probably learn a few things from Velma and her family traditions. So let's dive in and talk about Thanksgiving at Velma's house.
Head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Rom.
Today I'm with Matt Jones,
Kevin Harned, Pat 40.
But I'm with Anoush Shariot, Kristen Ball,
United States Congressman John Yarmuth,
Sarah Brofancher, and Susie Eastman.
I have Kristen Boone,
one of St. Matthew's most favorite sons, Danny Flanagan.
It's Pat Day.
The list goes on and on. The most interesting people in the Ville are on the Rusty Satellite Show with Rick Redding. New episodes Thursdays on Louisville.am.
So the Thanksgiving time is coming up, and my parents are retired. I think my mother is on some sort of cruise through the Caribbean for 14 days.
Well done.
So she's not available to interview. I know, sweet, right? Tough life. She's not available to interview about how she has entertained throughout her life. So Dan and I decided to adopt.
We have a surrogate mom.
Adopt a mom today.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm adopting my friend Christine's mother, Mama Velma. Some neighborhood kids and family kids call her Nona. But she is known for her Thanksgiving entertainment, holiday entertainment of large groups. So we want to hone in on the wise ways you deal with large groups and all that stuff.
Let's define what a large group means. Like, how many people are we talking here?
Well, for me, a large group is probably larger than most, because if I just have the family over, it's upwards of 30 people.
Good God.
Oh, my gosh.
We do that fairly regularly.
So how many of them are yours?
I have three daughters.
Okay.
And they're all married.
Right.
But I have three siblings, unfortunately, one of which is deceased, but her family's still in town. So
you have everybody.
We have everybody.
Let's talk about your sons-in-law.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your thoughts on your sons-in-law.
No, that's a dangerous
Well,
place.
I love them all. They're all very different, fortunately. But they all have their skills in there. They're good guys. Yeah.
So your immediate family, when you just say, we're going to have Thanksgiving, is at least 30 people.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so Christine has told me that even when you remodeled your house, you took into these large gatherings into consideration.
Yes, we added two rooms off the back of the house, enlarged the kitchen, and made a four-season sunroom that actually has an indoor hot tub. But
oh my
it has
gosh.
A hard surface
Can
top.
We come? Can we? Yes. Am I invited?
Is the hot tub hot enough to boil the potatoes?
No.
Okay.
No, because the grandkids get in it.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so we don't
special
have
special seasoning.
So, and we also put a very large patio. Yeah, they would be. Although my oldest daughter, my brother used to call her his little turkey, and she called him Uncle Turkey. And we never could quite figure out how that came about. But one Thanksgiving, she was under the table because she was afraid, since she was the little turkey, she was going to get cooked.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So we had to.
Her little belly button would pop out when she was done.
Yes, exactly. We don't know. I mean, she was about four, so.
So you've taken this really seriously. Right. You know. And has anyone ever thought of going somewhere else? Or is it just always
at
your place?
Well, we used to go to my mother's.
Okay.
And then they downsized and it had to go somewhere else.
Did that set the precedent for you, though? Like you had certain expectations you had to live up to?
No, you became
really,
matriarch.
My mom, yes, I did. But my mom used to do the whole meal.
Okay.
And I now only do part of it. I do usually a ham and a turkey, and everybody brings something.
Okay.
And that's easy.
Yeah.
So how do you organize that?
I'm just kidding.
I still have to clean the house.
There's that.
I do. A week or so ago, I sent out an email to the family with the menu. And I said, okay, who wants to bring what? And they responded. It used to be just the siblings. And then as the girls and the nephews, as the nieces and nephews and our daughters got older and had places of their own and could start contributing, they started bringing dishes too. But we have a fairly set traditional family menu with certain recipes that were either my mom's or my mother-in-law's. Mm. So we kind of follow that protocol, and it really makes it easy when everybody brings something. It's still a lot, but we have a great time, and we keep it as casual as possible. My mother always used to like to have the table set and, you know, very formal. But we
place
keep
cards.
It casual. She never went quite that
cards.
Far.
Yeah,
no, fortunately, Mom never went that far. But she would set the table. And although we do a buffet because you can't.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Even she did a buffet, but you would then go to a place that was
gotcha.
Set. I still use the good dishes and silverware because you own it, you might as well use it.
Right.
This is true. And mine are just in boxes. Yeah.
Should we not use it every day?
Yes and
well,
no.
You can't do a dishwasher.
Yeah. The Sterling you can use every day because it only gets better with age because you can't hurt the Sterling. But the china, if it's got a gold or a silver rim, you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
Well, you can if you use it occasionally and just let it stay in there until it's absolutely cold because the rims get a little soft and you don't want to touch the gold or the silver. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, use
I'm thinking,
it.
I was thinking you were going to say, life's too short. You should use your china
well,
every day.
I use everything I own or I don't own it anymore.
Good advice. Yeah.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah. If you're not going to use it, why bother?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I do have one piece in my house that I don't use, and it was a gift from my aunt. And when I found out how much it costs, I put it in the china cabinet and said, I guess I'm not using that anymore.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, it's stuff. It can be replaced or who needs it?
Right.
So you have everybody bring their items, and to avoid the dishes, do they bring them? Because I'm looking for tips for people here. Do they bring their own casserole dishes, or do you do disposable?
No, we don't do disposable. And that's another reason, any more plastic or styrofoam than we need. But, you know, they'll bring it in a casserole, and typically we wash them. And when you're big enough family like we are, everybody does something.
Right.
Nobody's exempt.
Nobody skates.
No.
Not even with a football game on.
No.
And
you take turns.
Beer.
There's halftime. You can, you know.
So everybody yep. brings their items. And where do you typically set up your buffet?
When we redid the kitchen, I put in a whole bank of cabinets on one wall that really look like a large buffet. It has a butcher block countertop. And my husband, who's very handy, built me these portable risers that I can set up so I have two layers on
it.
But it's counter depth.
This is serious business.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
So, because
so you have
so much food.
You have multi-tiered buffet for Thanksgiving.
Clearly something that is a major priority in your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that has come into focus
right.
over the past, how many years where you're...
I've been probably doing it at least 10 years,
okay,
maybe longer. And one of my daughters is thinking she'll take it over next year. She's remodeling her kitchen, and she has the room. And that's the other thing you need to consider. You know, you mentioned your mom has a small house.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put 30-plus people, and usually it's closer to 40-plus.
We're taking our dog.
And yeah.
I'm thinking, why are we taking the dog?
Yeah.
She's too big. Yeah. Rambunctious for a house.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
We're taking her anyway, so
yeah,
everybody get used to it.
So, but you have to have the room, and you have to have the help.
So people go through their buffet line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they sit with all those people? Do you have tables
have
set up,
hodgepodge
everywhere,
big
like card
table,
tables?
I have a big kitchen table, and I have a big dining room table. And then we do typically put up some card tables in the family room, but... The hot tub, because it has a hard top that you can actually sit on and the kids play on it, a lot of times the parents will just go in there with their kids and, you know, while the kids are kind of eating and kind of playing, you know, so they just go wherever. And if it's
wherever
a nice
you
day,
can
they
put
go
your
outside.
Plate, wherever
exactly.
you can put your plate, you sit
exactly.
down, you eat, you go back for more.
Exactly.
Are there any dishes on your menu when you assign the menu that people, like, don't want to bring? It's kind of like you got stuck with that one.
No.
Everybody...
Yeah,
has,
because
it's all loved.
Exactly. The menu has evolved by what everybody's favorites are.
That's why we make them. That scene in 16 Candles where they're having breakfast and one grandmother is over just pouring over the breakfast stove and she's making scrambled eggs and then the other grandmother's trying to figure out how to open a box of Intamin donuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's her contribution.
Well, yeah. That's what, you know, my son, ever since he was little, it became like a family joke, and I don't think he's caught on yet, even though he's 9, is, you know, the cranberry sauce from the jar,
right.
from the can. So he, that's like his favorite. Like,
really?
He loves that.
That stuff is so
yeah.
sweet.
And
I
so
yeah,
ever since he was like maybe 4 or something,
yeah.
3, he might have said, you know, we casually were at the dinner table and we said, well, James, you know, what do you think of Thanksgiving dinner? What's your favorite? And he's like, the cranberry sauce. And so, you know, my mother-in-law had made all this
yeah.
food, homemade gravy, all this stuff. And then James loves the cranberry sauce. So that's the ongoing
joke.
I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year. And I said to my son, I was like, as a joke, James, you should tell grandmom that you want her to bring the cranberry sauce. So he did.
That stuff is chock full of sugar,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's
no
why
wonder.
He loves it.
Yeah, of course.
So what are the favorites of everyone? What is, like, you need to make the biggest batch? Like, what does everyone go to first for family dishes?
Well, we typically grill or smoke the turkeys.
Really? Grill the turkeys?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's, you know, it's always, you know, everybody's critiquing the turkey first.
It's got to take forever.
Well, we put it on that morning.
You know. Do you just do one?
No, we do two turkeys.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
for that many
and
people.
And this year I'm cooking a fresh ham because we bought a whole hog and, you know, has a whole ham. So
you have to, right,
yeah,
smoke
so,
that or whatever?
Yeah.
I have no idea
I have
when
no
it comes.
Idea either. That one I'm
but you're
going to
get real
through.
Critiquing
yeah.
on that one
yes,
this
I
year.
Am. So, but, you know,
so
my
the
mother-in-law
meat.
Always made, she had a favorite sweet potato recipe, and my mother-in-law's corn pudding,
ooh.
And my mother-in-law's dressing, and my mom's broccoli casserole. I mean, these were things that one side of the family or the other had real connections with at the holidays, and that's what we make. We make our own cranberry sauce because, you know, that's what we remember growing up. The only thing I think the store-bought is the bread. And sometimes if my sister-in-law gets real energetic, she even makes that.
Yeah, I'm making bread this year.
So
yeast rolls.
Yeah, there you go.
I love the feeling of tradition that I'm picking up.
Yeah.
And I think that in a world of convenience that we live in, where you can go buy stuff at the store, you can have dinner delivered to you. I love the fact that you guys carry on these family traditions, and it becomes something that it's just part of your life.
It is.
And for you, it's got to be a very important part of your life.
I mean, and fortunately, all of the nieces and nephews and my children have picked up on that, and they're very family-oriented. And one just had a baby, so she's not coming in for Thanksgiving, and the other one from California is not coming in. But they'll all be here for Christmas, and we do the Feast of the Seven Fishes on New Year's Eve, so they'll all be here. But a lot of them just wouldn't miss it.
What, Dan?
Feast of the Seven
You've
Fish.
You've never heard of that?
That's very Italian
new to me.
Tradition.
Oh, come on.
Drop me some knowledge.
On Christmas Eve, the Feast of the Seven Fishes is there's you actually serve a meal of all seafood, and it's seven different kinds of fish fixed in various ways. Now, because we don't do all of
fish
the
fish tacos,
you could do fish tacos.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Dan's there.
It'd be interesting.
Sign
we
up.
Don't do fish tacos, but you could. But we do a seafood pasta sauce and put most of our fish in there.
So you cheat.
We cheat a little bit because, you know, it just.
But otherwise, that's a lot of work because fish, like, you can't set it aside like a turkey.
You can't do it ahead.
You know, you have to be. It has to be fresh.
Well,
off
and
the
if we do a big, huge meal, then we're opening gifts so late that the little kids don't get bed late, and that's unfair to them because they get up early the next morning, and you know, then they're on sensory
overload.
Nobody
like cranky.
But,
yeah,
no, it's no fun for anybody.
That's another holiday, but you know, and Thanksgiving, we start early and go late, and the kids hang out, and sometimes they'll all go to a movie or something together, and the adults hang out at the house, and the younger ones, now I'm talking, you know, my kids, your age, go to a movie and take the little ones with them, and, you know, and sometimes we just hang out and play games.
So what time do you eat? This is a big,
it is kind of a big deal.
That is a big deal.
We get together about 4.
Okay.
And aim to eat about 5.
Okay.
And that way we eat by 6.
You see, my grew up, it was like 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah. Middle of the afternoon. Yeah,
and it's just, it's so different than me because I'm now in Kentucky and lived here for a while. And our closest family is my husband's family. And they eat at dinner time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dinner time is when you have the post-Thanksgiving
right.
snack.
Yep.
You know, this is so strange to me to have to wait all day for Thanksgiving.
Well, people with their different lifestyles. And we do Thanksgiving on Friday. On Thursday, we let everybody goes to their respective in-laws so that everybody
in-law
can
day.
Celebrate
okay.
Thanksgiving, and then my family gets together the day after. We found it works very well. Nobody feels left out. And then we also invite all those in-laws to our house on Friday. So it's a second meal for them. And that's why we don't do it till late, because if you work or if you go to Black Friday shopping or you have children who need to recover, you know, when you're 4, right. you don't get up quite as early in the morning when you've been up all night.
Are we shopping on Friday?
No.
Okay.
No, I spend a lot of time in retailing. I do not shop.
I've never done it.
Middle of the week.
Not interested.
Me neither.
Yeah, no.
Me neither.
No,
not at all.
No interest in doing that whatsoever. So that's the reason we do it a little later.
Do it on Friday, right.
Yeah. So okay, we go to my sister-in-law's. Christine goes to her in-laws. My oldest daughter will go to their in-laws or to her brother-in-law's. And so everybody kind of goes, you know, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest daughter, she'll celebrate this Saturday with her husband's family.
A lot of people are doing Thanksgiving this Saturday. I have found that because I'm having an event on Saturday and some of the RSVPs came in. I can't come. We're doing Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, I guess if you do have a big family, you have to negotiate. You have to navigate through all of that
and
it's convenient for people.
Nope.
Because
some
people do work on Friday after.
What's the napping situation then?
it
seems like a lot of people.
Or after dishes are done.
Everyone
puts
their head back on the couch.
Yeah,
oh,
if
yeah.
they fall asleep during the football game. And we, you know, we have shifts that do dishes because although I have a large kitchen, not everybody can get in there. So you take your turns and you take your nap. Yeah, the only excuse for not doing dishes is if you have the 5-month-old.
Yes.
You know, he can't do
which I'd rather, quite frankly, I'd rather be doing dishes.
No, See, yeah, I cook, we're I get in that. The baby. Yeah. And that's the other thing. If you're a cook, you don't typically clean up. So
right. So
yeah. It worked.
I don't. I will just walk away from that table. I will be like, we're done eating. Yeah. I might actually sit at the table and drink wine while other people clean up around me.
Yes, I've done that.
Oh, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I expect to be fanned.
I just open a window.
So what will happen next year if you pass on the reins? Because we did talk about this in a previous podcast. We talked about kind of like, you know, this podcast is about 40-ish people. And so that's about the time in my life I'm like, come on, I want Thanksgiving at my house. So how will you feel about passing the reins on?
I'm fine with that because right now I do most holidays. For one thing, we have one of the biggest houses. The brother who has the other large house is out in Bedford, and that's just a long haul, especially in the winter, coming back after dark. So,
I know where Bedford is.
Yes.
It's on the way to Madison.
Yes. So I have no problem with that at all, and I think it when they're ready, they need to take it over, and she's ready. So I'm fine with that. I only live two blocks away, so.
Oh,
great.
No-brainer. Yeah,
I'm sure you'd be recruited for all-day help anyway.
Well, yeah. But that's what we do. My daughters and my nieces and any of the nephews who are in town and their spouses, they come over early sometimes and help. And, you know, it's just the way it is when you're a big family and you're a close family, which helps. I mean, we all get along.
Right.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Is there a story you can tell us where you didn't get along and something we can learn from that?
No, I mean, we really need...
Gosh, we're coming to your house. Everybody's
I
all
know,
happy.
I know. It sounds all dreamy.
Occasionally the kids will... Well, you know, they're siblings. They're cousins. They're close in age. They'll have an argument, and then 2 seconds later, they're best friends.
Right.
We're Italian, and you explode, and you get it out, and you yell and holler, and then you're done. I mean...
We Germans, we keep it to ourselves and go stew in the other room.
No. Not in my house.
I'm Irish. We drink.
Well, Irish Italians are the hardest-headed people we ever meet. But, so that's just... You get it, you clear the air, and you go on.
Healthy.
It is. It's healthy, and it is what it is. And if you're in my house, you don't pout.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much
laying down the law.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
love it.
Yeah, they all learned. My daughter's friends learned when you're in my house, it's my rules. And if you want to eat, you go by my rules. And so,
which is washing dishes and not taking
and
naps.
They all came. So and now some of those kids are part of the adopted family, and they come the day after Thanksgiving.
Well,
so.
I love it. It sounds like you've got it down, and it's probably a Thanksgiving that people would. There's some people that are probably listening, going, wow, that sounds like what I need to strive for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I make lists. I not only for myself, and you know, once I give something to somebody to do, I don't follow behind them. If they can't do it or they show up, then I don't ask them to do it again. But I'm not a micromanager, but I make lists. So if I'm doing something, I make my list of what I'm doing, and then my grocery list from that, and then I have a schedule of when I get it done and which day and when I need
it. If it's not crossed off the list, it still needs to be done. I love the list.
Yeah.
And then you can pass the list to somebody else. These are the things that still need to be done.
Well, it takes the stress out of, if you're organized, it keeps the holiday fun.
Well, and here's the key. Sometimes you have to remember that if it doesn't get done, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
You didn't care. Like, it wasn't important enough.
Come on. Let's be – unless it's gravy. The gravy needs to be done.
Yes, it has to be good.
Sorry.
The food is always done.
Okay.
It's little things like, did I dust the living room? Oh, well.
Nobody cares.
No, who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, and
that's covered in baby vomit by the end of the day anyway.
Exactly. You know, and if you want to use a certain, serving platter and you forgot to get it out, grab another one.
Yep.
I mean, there's just, you got to let go of the little things because otherwise you don't enjoy yourself.
Is that not advice for life in general?
Yes.
Right?
It took me a long time to learn that.
Can we wrap up with that?
Because I was 40-something when I learned that.
There you go, 40-something people. Listen up.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing.
It's a pleasure.
I love hearing about other people's traditions. Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
We're all going to Velma's house.
The hot tub.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hot tub.
The hot tub.
That's the best part.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess after I eat a bunch of food, the last thing I want to do is take my shirt off and get around in front of a bunch of people.
It's late enough in the day. You could start the day with like the hot tub and a drink. That'd be great.
Yeah, the drinks.
And relax, and then it's nap time. Then you wake up and the food is ready on the double-decker buffet.
That is astounding.
That's awesome. I want to know if she has double-decker. I didn't ask her. Ooh, double-decker desserts, do you think?
You know what? I said this to my doctor the other day. I see my doctor.
Your doctor's like your best friend.
Yeah, he is. We're getting into the time of year where it's real hard to ignore all of the food and stuff. But yeah. I said for him to him, I was like, you know, the end of the year, it's almost easier for me to avoid sweets because, come on, it's ridiculous. There's so much stuff around.
From Halloween to Christmas.
It's easy to look at it and go, it's too much. It's the every other weekday when I'm driving home from Ohio or I'm like, milkshake sounds pretty good.
Milkshake is awesome. When you're driving, calories don't count because they're there to keep you paying attention to the road.
Yeah. I found ice water is good for that.
Ice water.
Just crunching on ice and drinking.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
But there are, you're right. I mean, I was at the grocery store the other day, just picking up a few things, and everything had been converted to Christmas land, even though it's not Thanksgiving yet, you know?
Yeah.
And the entire aisle is sweets. Like the entire, from floor to ceiling, like six shelves of sweets.
I can avoid it all. It's so in my face. It's almost a point of pride for me to go, not interested.
Not going
to
do it. Yeah. I am better than that.
Yep.
You know,
I'm not going to be the January 1st guy like, okay, today I'm flipping my switch and I'm not. No. I got to do that on June 1st.
I know, seriously.
Man, I've got certain information.
What do you think the meaning of life is?
The best place to be is here. The best time to be is now.
Party on, dudes!
Little girls are delicate. Boy, you put in the backyard like a dog, it raises itself.
Words of wisdom.
So my words of wisdom, we're going to do some words of wisdom here. Don't have to do with...
Yeah,
are we pausing for our words of wisdom?
No, we're good.
They don't have to do so much with holidays. So I'm a little bit off topic here from our whole theme of podcast, but have to do with my daughter's birthday is about this time.
Still a holiday.
It's still a holiday.
It's a celebration.
So I always, you know, I haven't even bought a single thing for Thanksgiving. Like, I'm going to put on my boxing gloves to go to the store and get everything. But because I think about her birthday first. But one thing I've realized is, you know, the kids are in elementary school. There's a lot of birthday parties. And everybody feels the need to conduct these big birthday parties. And that's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah, or just every time somebody has a birthday party, my daughter, or a birthday at school, they're not allowed at their school to bring cupcakes or any food, right? It's like against the rules.
Right.
So, but they always come home with goodie bags. I'm like, what is this? Maggie, what is this? And she's like, oh, it was so-and-so's birthday.
So everybody gets a goodie bag?
Yeah.
That takes away the specialness of that kid's day.
And so
to me.
I'm like, what is the deal? And it's always just like a little trinket or something. Literally, my daughter will come home and she'll just put it on the counter. And like, if I didn't touch it, it would stay on the counter for a year.
Hey,
she could care less about this.
Thanks for the junk.
That's what I mean. She could care less about it. So her birthday is always over Thanksgiving. So I don't know what to do. It's like, all right, so I'm not going to do anything like that. They only have 2 days of school.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send in something that I don't know why, what, how, when this became a thing. So my words of wisdom, and then the birthday parties, the big birthday parties where there's 30 kids. First of all, I do not want 20, 30 kids because I don't want my kid to get 20, 30 presents. It's like too much presents. Okay, when you have a birthday party like that,
right.
And you can't say no presents. We're
forget that.
Forget that. And so
we always capped it where we had like if you know my son's turning 7, he's allowed to have 7 friends.
Well, there you go.
When he was 6, he had 6, so it grows, and then eventually they stop caring.
I think if you get down to it, so my words of wisdom is to really have a conversation because when I talk to my daughter, what do you want to do with your for your birthday? she had no interest. Like, I could have planned a birthday party for her, but I asked her, and I've done this for a few years, what do you really want to do for your birthday? And it was all experiences. She wanted to go to the movies with us. She wanted to have friends, her best friends over and have a play date, essentially, in the basement. And it's kind of Pokemon themed, and we're going to be doing some birthday party type things. But she has zero interest. So my words of wisdom is, don't go and plan something for your kid because, oh, they're having a birthday. I have to plan a birthday party.
Yeah.
It's more take a moment to ask them.
Yeah.
They might not even want one.
It's their day.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they want to just spend it with one friend. Maybe they just want to spend it with the family. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be about what everyone else is doing. Everyone sent something into school. Everyone has a party at the trampoline place. Everybody invites everybody in the class. If your child doesn't want that, you don't have to do that. Right. You know? Yeah. So that's my words of wisdom.
They are people,
and they know what they want. Yeah. I mean, my daughter's turning 8. She knows what she wants. Yeah. She doesn't want a big birthday party, and I'm not going to make her do it.
I think that I'm going to piggyback off that.
Okay.
And just say, keep the day about what the day is about. And whether, I mean that, yes, certainly for your child's birthday. It's her day. Let's take some time, even if it's not the full day, and celebrate her life and celebrate her personality and celebrate her accomplishments and all of these things and keep the focus on her. Thanksgiving, keep the day about what the day is. What, losing your voice.
Yeah.
Keeping it about focusing on the positive things in life that you're thankful for, because, you know, Thanksgiving, depending on how much booze is flowing, can kind of get out of control with the, you know, with the,
what people say.
Yeah, with the conversations there. For any holiday, for you know, keep the day about what the day is about, and just let the rest of the stuff fall away. Independence Day, certainly, Easter, whatever the day is. I think that maintaining that focus helps you be present of mind, so you can remember we were talking about hitting the brakes on life every now and then. Perfect opportunities to do so.
I also think as people our age going like off of that is I have found in the past when I try to push something that say my child doesn't want or the people around me don't want, it leads to my own disappointment because I have an idea of they have to have this birthday party. I have to do this. Like Velma was saying about a certain dish you're using. Forget it.
Right.
No big deal. You didn't dust. Forget it. But if I have if you push something so hard to create something that's not necessary,
you're only going to be disappointed.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. If you focus on making the other person happy and they are happy, you're gold.
Right. So keeping it simple on the holidays and just taking some Mucinex, Dad.
Love it. Get some Mucinex. This is new today, though.
You need the Mucinex. I'm telling you. Generic is just fine. All little plug for Mucinex there, but it starts with G, and I can't pronounce it, but take that.
Next week, we'll be back with full voices and a whole new slew of things to talk about for those of us living in and around our 40s. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Facebook at 40ish. Get that straight. 40ish podcast. Find us. We're
just
easy.
Find us. Right.
Hashtag 40ish on Twitter. Find me at Dan Vonderhyde, and you are
Lou Fan Fun.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.